It's time once again on Robin Hood Radio for Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Main Street Magazine throughout our tri-state area to pick up at so many different locations. And you can also find it on the web, mainstreetmag.com. And once again, we welcome in Thorin Christendotter, who's joining us today. Thorin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you yet again for having me.
Now, as we're recording this, it's the end of October, and we're heading into November, and it won't be long until your November issue is out on newsstands and updated on the web.
That's right. My printer tells me that it should be delivered to us probably this Wednesday, the 30th. So that means our delivery people will start hitting the road, and probably by Friday or Saturday, we'll have it delivered everywhere.
All right. So while we're talking about it being November and the November issue being out a little bit later on in the week that we're recording this, this is the art and design issue?
Yeah, I think this is our third or fourth year of actually doing the art and design issue, where we focus on not just, you know, fine painting or sculpture, but everything that we feel and that our writers feel lives in the realm of, you know, art and design and how that pertains to life in general or just the creative outlets. So we have some fun articles coming up in that with that in mind.
What are, just a little taste of what are some of the articles that would be featured in art and design?
The center spread is actually called Downtown Millerton, the Design Capital of the Hudson Valley. We were brainstorming here in the office and realized that about, I'd say, almost 70% of the businesses in downtown Millerton, and we'll call it that because it's not just Main Street, somehow are connected to lifestyle and home design. So anything from architects like John Alley and interior designers like Leslie Flood and the fine folks at North Elm Home, to all the antiques dealers and home furnishings, to, you know, Gilded Moon for framing and Gordy Keeler with appliances. When it comes to a home, or I'm sorry, even contractors like Eco Builders and Overmountain Builders, when it comes to, you know, purchasing or even building a home and designing it, you know, Millerton is a one-stop shop. And we thought that was kind of an interesting angle for us to, you know, tie into this theme of art and design, because home design and interior design and construction, it's all within the realm.
You know, what's interesting about Millerton's Main Street, which is actually more than just a Main Street, is exactly what you said to it. The ebb and flow of businesses changing has not affected the fact that you can find some place to sleep, you can find places to eat, you can find places to buy birthday, all sorts of different presents. And also, like you just said, just about everything to do with your house from beginning to end. And it's all within a walk, which only takes about from one end of town to the other about 5 minutes.
Precisely. And we had started Griffin Cooper is the one who wrote the story. Excuse me, pardon my cough. And he and I were brainstorming about stories, and he was actually supposed to take a whole different, you know, avenue with the story. And then we just went, wait a second. How has no one thought of this before? The fact that, you know, like I said, almost 70% of the businesses in Millerton cater to in some fashion to the home. And we were like, that's the story. That's the angle. Let's highlight that. You know, because Millerton often, you know, can be viewed as the, you know, caffeine capital of, you know, New York with, you know, Irving and Harney. Or there are, you know, some people refer to as the antique center, you know, because there are so many antiques here. But it's way more than that. And to us, it was like, you know, the light bulb, you know, moment, like, ding, hang on a second. This is great.
Well, I think one of the great things about Millerton, and which other towns have got to take a look at, is that with the ebb and change of businesses and the types of businesses nowadays, we were just talking about this the other day with a representative, is that people were bemoaning the loss of brick and mortar stores, and I don't see that though in certain towns. Mm-hmm. I see people coming up with creative ideas to deliver creative products and services, and still have a brick and mortar front in this day where people just like to go on the internet and click.
I mean, with the advent of sites like Amazon, of course, you know, and I'm guilty of it too. I use it. You know, the time is money, and some people don't have the luxury to be able to go, you know, to different stores to buy different things. However, there are certain, you know, little quaint little towns that are beautiful and that are functioning because of the fabric of their community and the stores that they have. And Millerton, certainly we have, because I am located in Millerton, you know, I have a little more knowledge than some other towns just because of that. But there are functioning stores here, and the main street is engaging and active, whereas sadly some other towns don't have that main street situation, which I think is, you know, vital to the vibrancy of that downtown area. Millerton, yes, there has been an ebb and flow. I mean, I've been here for 30 years, and when I first came, there wasn't much here. There were Saperstein's and Turney's in the movie theater. The rest was kind of down on the dumps, but it's a beautiful town now, and the stores and the merchants who are committed to it, because just in the last year or so many of the properties have sold here in town. And it's another about 70-80% of the buildings are now owned by their businesses. I mean, that's phenomenal. You can't get more committed to that than just that.
You know, one of the stories that I read in your online magazine, MainStreetMag.com, is a story, a really great story on Hunter B. Hunter B is one of those shops that if there's a birthday coming up for somebody, there's a lot of different things that you can just get a gift card for. But if you really know somebody and you want to get something special, Hunter B is, I found out, was great for Christmas, for birthdays. They have, and you find something. I found a picture for somebody who has, who likes horses. I found a painting by somebody, which ended up, I think it ended up costing me about $25 or $30. It ended up being worth about $300 or $400, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
On the open market. I mean, but you really can personalize with the shops what you want to get for who you want to get.
Precisely, and that's something we often talk about, you know, at the merchants meetings and the merchants here in town, that people think that there's a misconception for some that, you know, they're too pricey or they can't find something, you know, whereas there is literally something for everyone at every single price point. Whether you go to Elizabeth's Jewelry, you know, she has, you know, Alex and Ani bracelets starting at, I don't know, $10-$20, and the same with the Antique Center and Montage and Hunter B. You could get a beautiful gift for $20-$30, and of course, yeah, it goes up from there, but it's a matter of, you know, what are you looking to get and at what price point, because there is something for everyone.
All right, now, why don't you highlight a couple of other things that are in both the magazine coming up in the November issue and also online?
Sure. Our November featured artist will be Sybil Perry, and the paintings that she has done, which are beautiful. All of our friendly faces are somehow art and design related. The business story that Christine Bates wrote this month, we took a little bit of a different angle on it. We wanted to highlight Stacy Moore, More and More Printing. However, Stacy rather wanted to talk about the Adopt a Family program. And since we're coming up on the holidays here, we loved this story and to highlight all the families that are locally in need, and whether it's to donate food or clothing or, you know, gifts, holiday gifts for the children. For the families who are unable to sometimes buy presents for their kids. It's a beautiful thing to do, and you know, to think instead of just buying stuff that we don't need, you know, here's a way to help people who really need it. So I cannot highlight enough Stacy Moore, More and More Printing, and the Adopt a Family program. We encourage everyone to read the story and to help if they can. And all the amazing people who are involved in this program every year and donate hours upon hours to help.
Well, I just think it's pretty interesting that once the magazine hits the streets, I see people reading this in coffee shops, and what I think what's really what I really am amazed is what you managed to find a fine balance where local people can pick up Main Street Magazine or see it on the web, or even people that just come through the area occasionally, where they kind of hold on to it and use it as a reference.
That was kind of the idea from the beginning, and something that I really spent a lot of time on when it came to the content. And I really talked to my writers a lot, and I asked them all the time, you know, because I want them to talk about things that they're interested and passionate in, because I feel like that's where people shine. And sorry, I'm just getting over a cold. A lot of our writers, they live in different regions of our coverage area, and so they know more of the ins than, you know, probably the average person. So I feel like we're able to pool our collective knowledge and experiences into different types of stories. And, you know, so it's something literally for everyone. And that's always our goal. And, you know, our whole mantra is to tell a positive story, always tell the good, because there's enough bad out there. And, you know, the other media outlets love, and I'm talking more about, you know, the big television stations, news stations, they love to tell you the bad stuff. And I'm just sick of it. And I know a lot of other people are just sick of it, too. So it's, you know, we just try to tell a good story and positive and about our community and our neighbors. And it doesn't matter if you live here or visiting, there's something for everyone.
I guess that's why we feel a kinship to you, because as an NPR station, we are only about 25% to 30% NPR programming. The rest is programming that's not only local, but it's formulated and hosted by local people as well. We have almost 37 different local people doing shows, and some of them have been doing shows since day one for 11 years.
Wow.
That makes all the difference, because you're absolutely right. Nowadays, if you watch anything national or listen to anything national, it's pretty depressing, and you've got to get away from it. And I think as local avenues where we can express and show different local stories, it makes living a life a lot easier.
It does. And, you know, if you're surrounded by all this negativity, it weighs you down, and it completely drags the joy out of things. And I just, I'm so against that I'm like, turn it off. I don't want to hear it. And when certain commentators, if it's on the background, certain commentators, I just know that they're negative. They're going to try to find something negative. And to me, that's just the opposite of how I want to live my life. And I know a lot of people feel the same way. And why, you know, do people or these news medias focus on the bad when there is so much good, and there's oftentimes so much more that's good than bad. And there are so many amazing people and stories out there. And, you know, I just love to share those and actually learn about them myself. So in a way, it's a selfish thing for me, because I love learning about it. So, and then through this platform, I get to share those stories with our readers and, you know, our neighbors.
Well, once again, Main Street Magazine is about to hit the new November issue, newsstands, and then be updated at mainstreetmag.com. Thora, I guess we'll speak to you again in another week or so.
Sounds great. And we'll see how everyone likes the November issue then.